2025 High School Entrance Examination Listening Test. Part 1. Listen to the dialogues and questions, then choose the correct answer. Number 1.
Let's study at the library after school, Ken.
Sure, Lisa. Is 5 o'clock okay?
Can you come earlier?
Sorry, I have to go to the supermarket with my mother. Question: Where will Ken go with his mother? Number 1.
Let's study at the library after school, Ken.
Sure, Lisa. Is 5 o'clock okay?
Can you come earlier?
Sorry, I have to go to the supermarket with my mother. Question: Where will Ken go with his mother? Number 2.
How was your weekend, Mike?
Good. I went to see a movie with my friend. How about you, Kate?
I had a fever, so I didn't go out.
That's too bad. Question: Who stayed home at the weekend? Number 2.
How was your weekend, Mike?
Good. I went to see a movie with my friend. How about you, Kate?
I had a fever, so I didn't go out.
That's too bad. Question: Who stayed home at the weekend? Number 3. You look so happy today. What happened, Karen?
Yesterday was my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Did you get a birthday present?
Yes, my grandfather gave me a new bike.
Question: Why is Karen happy? Number 3. You look so happy today. What happened, Karen?
Yesterday was my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Did you get a birthday present?
Yes, my grandfather gave me a new bike.
Question: Why is Karen happy? Part 2. Listen to the presentation and answer the questions. Do you know bocce? Bocce is a sport that comes from Europe. It was first made for people using wheelchairs, but now people of all ages, wheelchair users, and people with or without disabilities enjoy bocce. Bocce can be played with two players, two pairs, or two teams of three players. Bocce uses small balls. One ball is white and is called the jack. Each team has six colored balls. Usually, one team is red and the other team is blue. The goal of bocce is to throw your balls closer to the jack than the other team's balls. You can also hit the other team's balls away. It is also okay to hit the jack and move it closer to your ball. Each match has six short games. At the end of the game, the team with the ball closest to the jack gets points. Look at slide number 4. In this case, the red team gets the point. After the six games, the team with the most points wins. Bocce is a game for everyone, and it's a lot of fun. Thank you for listening. Do you know bocce? Boccia is a sport that comes from Europe. It was first made for people using wheelchairs. But now, people of all ages, wheelchair users, and people with or without disabilities enjoy boccia. Boccia can be played with two players, two pairs, or two teams of three players. Boccia uses small balls. One ball is white and is called the jack. Each team has six colored balls. Usually, one team is red and the other team is blue. The goal of boccia is to throw your balls closer to the jack than the other team's balls. You can also hit the other team's balls away. It is also okay to hit the jack and move it closer to your ball. Each match has six short games. At the end of the game, the team with the ball closest to the jack gets points. Look at slide number four. In this case, the red team gets the point. After the six games, the team with the most points wins. Boccia is a game for everyone, and it's a lot of fun. Thank you for listening. Part 3. Listen and answer true or false.
Aiko was excited to begin her volunteering at the hospital, but she was also nervous. On her first day, she said hello to people who visited the hospital. She helped them and told them where to go. She also put new magazines in the waiting room. She was scared at first, but Aiko soon enjoyed talking with visitors. The next day, Aiko went to the children's area. She helped the nurses and did art activities with the sick children. She met Yuto, a young boy who was very sick. Yuto was shy and quiet, so Aiko decided to spend a lot of time with him. They drew pictures and played games together, but he was still quiet. Aiko didn't give up. She kept cheering him up. Then, after 2 days, Yuto started talking more. He laughed more, and he was excited to join activities. Yuto told Aiko that doing art and playing together made him happy. Aiko was glad that she could help Yuto. She learned that her volunteer experience helped others and herself. Now she wants to be a doctor in the future. Aiko was excited to begin her volunteering at the hospital, but she was also nervous. On her first day, she said hello to people who visited the hospital. She helped them and told them where to go. She also put new magazines in the waiting room. She was scared at first, but Aiko soon enjoyed talking with visitors. The next day, Aiko went to the children's area. She helped the nurses and did art activities with the sick children. She met Yuto, a young boy who was very sick. Yuto was shy and quiet, so Aiko decided to spend a lot of time with him. They drew pictures and played games together, but he was still quiet. Aiko didn't give up. She kept cheering him up. Then, after 2 days, Yuto started talking more. He laughed more, and he was excited to join activities. Yuto told Aiko that doing art and playing together made him happy. Aiko was glad that she could help Yuto. She learned that her volunteer experience helped others and herself. Now she wants to be a doctor in the future.
This is the end of the listening test.